Let's not be small about it, Grizzlepuss. I didn't play to lose. I played to win. I lost fair and square.
Fucking sure, dude. He got stomped. I thought he could do it. You know what?
Yeah, no, I actually thought that was interesting that they didn't have that archetype. I thought it was actually good that he got stomped.
The way this movie ends, I actually love. I love what we learn.
Be true to yourself.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, I've never seen Kung Fu Panda.
Really? What? Yeah, I have. I'm surprised, kind of.
So, like, it doesn't seem like. I'm guessing he didn't get his ass beat in Kung Fu Panda.
I mean, he does get his ass beat a fair amount of times, but he ends up winning the fight at the end.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, after the training montage. But the differences between Poe and Pancata, aside from various frames of animation, is that Poe wanted to be a Kung Fu fighter, you know? So, I would say that's, like, the main difference.
Yeah, like Pancata was just like, you know what? I'll try it on a whim. He's like, you know what?
This girl, Honey Bear, she said she'd like, it makes her real hard when I'm in the ring and fighting and beating up Teddy. So, I'm about to
finish. Okay, she was started giving me some looks, so maybe I need to do more to get more.
I'm trying to try to see why they call her Honey.
Start to see how deep that hive can go.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Apparently her name is Beth too. Her name is not Honey. That's just what he just called her Honey. I don't know. According to Wikipedia.
I thought it was Honey because it was a honey bear.
I know. Yeah, I thought that too. But
why is it Beth? What is it? Okay. Whatever. Folks, welcome to another spot on the Spotter Pod. I'm Jeffrey Excellence, and with me, chugging his white monster as always.
It's not a monster, actually. I have no idea what this is. It's 3D. And that's it. It doesn't have any labeling, or it does have labeling, but it doesn't actually tell me what flavor.
I was interested.
So.
Did you buy that?
Yeah.
Because that looks fake almost.
I know, right? No, I bought it because I like the color of the can.
It looks like some homeless dude outside. Like, hey kid, you want to buy some 3D? And then he opens his overcoat and obviously he's naked, but there's also cans of 3D.
Yeah, no, there's two cans and then his dick.
Yes, hence exactly.
3D. Oh my God. Anyway, today we are talking about something just as ridiculous.
Fantastic as that opening segment. What are we talking about?
Ridiculous. We're talking about the Little Panda Fighter. The best panda-related movie that came out in 2008. Obviously, the... I mean...
All right.
Literally, okay. To give context, Kung Fu Panda came out...
Hold on. Let's slow your roll before we get into the actual business. You know how we do this. This ain't our first rodeo. Come on now.
It's our 61st, apparently.
Apparently. Who knows if that's even correct. But Haiti, do you have any lingering thoughts on last week's spot? Pumping Iron?
No, other than very, very entertaining watch. Highly recommended. No matter what you're into. Even if you don't care about... if you actively dislike, like, for some reason, bodybuilding or whatever, maybe you won't like it, but...
But that's a very specific audience, you know what I mean? I agree with you. I think, even as someone who does go to the gym... But I and myself and someone who doesn't go to the gym and you, I think it goes to show that Pumping Iron, the way that they shot it, can bring light and interest to bodybuilding, which is a more niche sport than anything.
Yeah.
Continuing on from that, in news, recent news, we're a little late to the game here, but I also just wanted to throw a mention out there just because I really enjoyed the actor and his work, but... A one Chadwick Boseman has passed away from, I believe, stomach cancer not too long ago. Also known as the Marvel's Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. And I believe he was... Okay, wait, I don't want to...
I think he was 42.
Yeah. I was going to say that's what I know him from. Because watch Jackie Robinson. Actually, I think I saw...
I meant he was literally 42 when he passed away.
Oh. It says he's 43. Sorry.
Oh, okay. But what was Jackie Robinson's number? What was the name of that movie?
42. It was
42. Oh, wow. Huh. What a weird coincidence.
Yeah. No, it's him. He played Jackie Robinson.
No, I know that was him. It's just... Yeah. Sorry, you were saying?
And I believe, I think I saw, like, the last video he posted was, like, about, was it Jackie Rob? It was, like, it was about, it was related to Jackie Robinson. He's talking about how blessed he was to be able to play one of his heroes. And I think, you know, putting that role and Black Panther and other roles of becoming, of, you know, Black icons, like, he himself became an important African-American icon to so many people. And so, yeah, it's just, and the fact that he kept this, his cancer, like, away from the media, away from the public eye is just kind of crazy. But I think it's like,
I think it's commendable of him. Yeah, yeah, no, I think,
yeah, he just wanted to.
He didn't want the last, I'm just going to guess here, but he didn't want the last images of his life to be, you know, struggling with cancer. He wanted to go out his own way. And honestly, as a man, I really respect that from him. And I didn't know about this because I don't really keep up with pop culture, social media, but apparently people were flaming him and roasting him about how he was losing weight. Because, you know, from what I understand, or I'm just going to guess here, when you're doing your cancer treatments, I think for the most part, you undergo chemotherapy, which really just makes you lose weight because the radiation just kills you, but it's also supposed to kill the cancer, if I have that right. So while he was going through that, obviously, if you saw Black Panther, he was pretty svelte at, I don't know what weight, maybe 200 pounds. But apparently, as of late, he's been slimming down and maybe not in such a good way. So honestly, it really is terrible if people were, what's it called, making fun of him for that. But I think that just says a lot about him as a man. When he doesn't give any excuses, he just, you know, goes on and does his own thing, regardless of what other people say. So really, just not just his acting work, but from his last moments. So I have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, 100% agreed.
Unless grim news. Let's talk about something else. So if you're new to this podcast, and hell, if you found this podcast, I commend you. But what we talk about here is just, you know, it's a grab bag of stuff or a multimedia discussion cast to better our understanding of modern culture, right? Or maybe even past culture. So today, to really illuminate modern children's animation, we have covered, what do we cover, Ophi?
We are covering, what's the studio called? Morningstar Entertainment's magnum opus, or distributed by, production, Video Brinquero. I'm not gonna.
Is that Asian?
No,
it's Quiero? Like want? Quiero?
Quiero? They're Brazilian.
I think the main isn't the main language in Brazil Portuguese?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah. And maybe that's Portuguese.
I don't really know what it sounds like, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, let's not try that. Probably.
But yeah, they're magnum opus. Actually, I don't know. Did they do Ratatouille too? Oh shit!
Oh my god! It's the same motherfuckers.
We might have to hold off on claiming which one of these is the greatest. But for now, at least the best movie I've seen from them, the Little Panda Fighter.
Well, that wasn't a false statement.
Which, you know, 100% not a ripoff of Kung Fu Panda, which came out the same year. I promise they didn't make Ratatouille. They didn't do that. They didn't make the little cars, right?
Little cars?
Bee. They didn't make little bee.
Oh, I swear. My God.
What's up? What's up? Huh?
Oh, like, okay, what is it? Wait, hold on. Before we continue, what's the synopsis of What's Up? Look it up really quick.
Oh.
I'm so curious.
What's Up Balloon to the Rescue?
All right, tell me what's about.
Okay, I watched a video on this. You know, I'll give a shout out to the Saber Spark. I think he does pretty good analyses on cartoons. And this one, I just remember that there's a lot of racist stuff.
Oh, great. I love it already. What's the synopsis, man? Just give it 20 words or less. You can do it.
The story of a quirky professor named Dr. Crumb who discovers a magical stone that enables him to turn his house into a hot air balloon, which comes in handy when he and his gang encounter a foe who they can only defeat with their high-flying foe. What does that mean? Or home?
High-flying home. Well, I mean, did you watch Up?
Yes, I did watch Up.
I think, doesn't he use the house to destroy the other guy's air balloon?
I don't know if he does abandon the house, you know, as a
yeah, something like that.
Themes, but I don't remember if he actually used it as a weapon. Yeah, but I could believe it.
I can't remember. I mean, I'm. Oh, what a studio, man!
That's the best.
If they keep making these movies, they must be getting money somehow.
Well, they haven't made one since 2017, so
thank God.
Well, might be the end.
What was that last movie?
Adventures of Petey and Friends: Two Firefighting Aircrafts. This is a ripoff of Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
Oh, come on! At least knock off the good stuff. What the fuck? Why Planes? Who gives a shit about Planes? I wonder what they would have called. Do you know Onward?
Oh yeah,
the Pixar movie. I wonder what they would call it. Forward.
Well, there's still like what a lot of other Pixar movies between 2017 and now to rip off. So what you got?
I tell you, they should do Onward and call it Forward.
Or what's another one? Coco, man, up, becomes what will Coco be?
Kaka.
That'd be accurate.
It's just an animated turd. Dude, God. Now that I think about it, yeah. Up really was about letting go of the past.
But yeah. Kind of like
what's it called? New Vegas. I feel like there's a lot of that theme of people who can't let go of the past and they ended up getting fucked for it. Just like the adventure guy in Up. The main villain, rather. And the pro tag too, to that extent. But let's not talk about something good. Let's talk about what we covered today. So, sorry I cut you off earlier, but what was your what's the quick overview on the little panda fighter?
So I have this right here. Panda who hates fighting gets his ass beaten, but everything's okay because of gambling.
Yep. Good old gambling. Weren't you gonna give a little background on this too?
Yeah, I'll give a little background. Oh, you mean like on? Oh yeah, yeah. So
God, they released it the same year as Kung Fu Panda.
Same year, because I mean, okay, it does seem like the studio or company or whatever was straight up just taking, like, making mockbusters. You know the term.
We should do more of those.
It's like what do you call it? What's the Transformers one? Transmorphers.
No, I didn't know that one.
You don't know Transmorphers
by the No, Asylum? I don't.
Actually, oh, I think man. This is the same studio that made Sharknado. It might be.
This is the studio that made Sharknado?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
If they did, then good thing they died out.
But yeah, it's literally like, so, which one is it? The good one. The good panda. Which one is it?
Kung Fu Panda.
Fuck, I'm getting the names like
Po. In my head. It's Po. Yes, it's
Jack Black. Jack Black came out.
Yeah, there you go. Jack Black's panda.
And then Yugi, or June, and then Yugi became a panda and became a panda in like November. So yeah, pretty
same year
turnaround.
Man, you thought Sega and Nintendo were a big beef, but really it's what'd you call it? Buena whatever studio versus Pixar and DreamWorks. Man, that's the real beef that we've all been waiting for.
Isn't it more like less of a beef and more like? Stop like
one child yelling at an adult saying I'm better than you,
or you know, it's like the fucking bootlegs you see at the swap meet of like toys.
Oh, there you go.
Or what, have you seen that one? It's like the Super Friends, where it's like a bunch of like copyrighted characters together or whatever
on Comedy Central, or
no, it's like a toy they found. Oh, fuck, no, this is the actual Super Friends.
Well, moving on from bullshit. Yeah, let's get into these themes and tones. How would you describe this movie tonally?
Tonally, I feel like it doesn't. It's not too weird. Only thing I find kind of weird is when they transition between like the I guess serious fighting stuff, and then it cuts to Poe. I was gonna call him Poe. And it cuts to Pankata fucking dancing.
I really enjoyed that fucking. Like, obviously, it's a kids movie, right? And it's just supposed to be comedic and such. And actually, if there was one key directing moment I liked, it was that, because you know they were cutting back between Polaris kind of looking like Pankata, and then Pankata doing some dancing, especially like the leaping part, you know.
I will say it does. I think it actually it actually kind of makes sense, kind of. It's not the type of movie that's like completely full of like plot holes, I'd say. It's just
not trash.
It is.
Well, it's not stinky trash. It's probably trash.
I mean, and the way it looks, right?
Oh,
the
that's trash.
That's its weakest point. It looks terrible.
I might disagree with you. I think the effects are really just even worse. Like the sound effect, like that fucking dance song, dude. I just want to ram my head.
I hate that song, dude.
I fucking hate it. Oh no, not that one. The
That's the main theme.
Yeah, exactly.
Theme of Pancot, our theme of Little Panda Fighter. Come on.
I just want to ram my head against the wall.
I hate it too. Don't worry. Yeah.
I really think they made this in Windows 2000 or something, because they use. I feel like that's the kind of song you would find in the stock version of Windows 2000. And the fucking background for the bear box, what's the third one? Third B bar for the bear box bar. I thought that was it looked like they just fucking copy and pasted the Windows 2000 Green Hill background.
Yeah, or XP, I think is when
XP. Whatever, dude. Oh, holy shit.
We gotta be accurate. I don't know. Well, whatever. Yeah. So
welcome to the Spar Pod. 98% accurate, maybe.
So the tone is like it's not too weird, I guess, other than what
it's a regular kids movie. Corny cheese movie. Oh, sorry, cheesy kids movie, I think would be the best way to put it.
And the theme, it would be being true to yourself, just like Super Parental Guard. Being true to yourself. And, you know, thinking back, I don't think I hate it as much as I think I came off as in the episode. I listened back to it.
Oh my god.
It could be worse. It could have been worse. Although I really, really do actually hate that first when RC is like bleeding from her quote unquote womb. I kinda hate that joke.
Oh,
that's the worst joke in the movie for me. Actually, I don't know. The Pokemon Go stuff really it was like I was just kinda like, ugh.
That movie highest grossing movie in 2017.
Hey, I mean, I think I would rather watch it than a fucking romantic comedy.
Wow, that is quite the statement.
No, it's not. No, it's fucking. You know those romantic comedies are nothing special. Come on.
I'd rather watch Nothing Special than whatever that horse shit was.
No, you know what? I think that kind of speaks to the difference in our characters, right?
In tastes.
I'm willing to watch trash and enjoy it. I kind of enjoyed watching this. I kind of loved like watching how terrible everything was. You know, as usual, I guess, because there's some bad things that I'm like, I'm also with you. I'm like, oh,
like Sharknado.
Yeah, it's boring. But there are things that things are bad enough here where I'm like, oh, we'll get into it later. But yeah, theme being true to yourself. Pancotto has to learn that he's not a fighter. And
even though he has a whole training montage and the stereotypical storyline would be, hey, I trained hard, so I'm able. Let me beat this guy that's been training and fighting for years, really
undefeated
quick.
Undefeated for 2 years. He's that good.
Until Polaris beat his ass, but. No, I actually did enjoy how they went with that storyline, surprisingly, with Pancotta losing. And then, you know, people still appreciated him for his dancing self, even Honey Bear or whatever. So.
Like, yeah, that part is like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You didn't fucking care about him. Like, why do you care now? Is it because he owns the bar now? I guess
maybe
that makes sense. Yeah.
But then she's just what's it called? I can't think of a good word for gold digger that's politically correct, but
you just say gold digger, I don't care.
Yeah, she's just trying to mooch off him, which is really just a shit move. So yeah, I can't say there's a character I really liked in this movie, you know?
I kinda like Polaris. He's okay.
Maybe.
He's
maybe. Right.
Everyone else can go suck a dick though. I mean,
especially Pancotta. That motherfucker.
All right, let's talk about some of these characters. Actually, I think Mr. Grizzlepuss might be my most hated.
Yeah, dude, like, is this not supposed to be funny? Or, like, it's just gross,
yeah,
to be honest.
It's just gross. And he is voiced by Meowth, you know, who was a talented voice actress.
You know, it's crazy because I thought his voice was that high pitched because he made it for the character. But after hearing him as Grizzlepuss, I'm kind of wondering, wow, is that actually his regular voice for the most part?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's still a character that she played, so.
I guess I'd have to listen to the actual voice actor talk.
No, but yeah, no, Mr. Grizzlepuss can go eat a dick. No, I actually do like how, he's on the, he's on the, what do you call it, on the trail of trying to figure out, like, hey, maybe Pancata was Polaris at the, after
hey,
all.
Hey, maybe Pancata wasn't that guy fighting the first time. Yeah,
it's not bad. Like you can that? Work on it. You can work like that? On it. You need to go high. You need to go higher. But
I don't think I can, to be honest. But no, dude, and I thought that was really fucking stupid because I think if you watched that match to begin with, how did Pancata get to the same height as Teddy? And yeah, then when he returns the next day, he's back to being short. So
I mean, how fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know. And then how is it that now he figures it out? You know, I mean, maybe because he got his ass beat and it's very different, but still, like, yeah. why didn't you figure that out in the first place? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, is that how you spell Pancada? Pancada? Is that actually how they spell it?
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Oh, that's kind of sad because I thought it was Pancada, like kata, like in karate when they have like the fight sequence. So, and I think that's spelled Kata. If I remember correctly, I honestly thought there was some thought into it, but Pancada is just fucking stupid. So now I dislike the character even more now.
Oh, great, good. Good. I'm sure that's what they were going for.
What was Grizzlepuss's contract with Polaris exactly? I didn't quite understand that.
I didn't understand it either. So okay, so Polaris said, right, he can open the bar, but he's not allowed to compete anymore. And I guess Grizzlepuss was like in charge of the contract because that's who he go. You know, it's connected to him, and he's like, hey, you're gonna do whatever. But I thought he was just like a bookie. That's what he seemed like. You know, he's taking.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a little confused on what quote unquote contract they reneged on, so that's a kind of a plot hole there. And what's it called? Oh yeah, and he couldn't do shit about how he exposed Pancata because I guess Polaris left the country. So
fucking Polaris went back to the North Pole.
Back to his homeland.
Oh, like what was that scene at the end when it's just oh, there's ice in the snow and he puts his thing down and that's it. That's all we see. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, dude, he went to the North Pole. He went back to the homeland. Yeah, all right, let's talk about Honey Bear, aka Beth. What's her arc? What's her big arc in this movie? Hey, Pancata's kind
of follow the money.
Pancata's kind of fat and stupid, but now that he beat up Teddy, now I have a lady boner for him. But then when he stopped beating up Teddy and owned the bar, I guess I still have a lady boner for him. Great, fantastic writing, perfect. Perfect. I should have wrote this script. All right, let's talk about Master Shin.
He's just like,
dude. What kind of animal is this? He looks like a fucking brown. What's it called? A malformed. Yeah, I know a malformed bear child. You know what I mean? Like, what is this supposed to be? Actually, some of these supporting cast characters are just like skinny bears, and they just look freaky to me. It's like bad Sonic art. You know, bad Santa. It's Sonic fan fiction, is what it looks like to me.
Like Sonichu? You know Sonichu?
Nope, I don't, and I don't want to.
Oh, okay. I was going to suggest we some. No, 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 we can't. Never mind.
Maybe one of these days. So,
what do I have to say about Master Shin?
Yeah, what do you have to say about Master Shin?
I do kind of like how Pancata was like, what was it? I forget what the joke
was. He was trying to get lady
him
advice from him or something.
Yeah, what the fuck's with that? You're asking your dance instructor about for dating advice and
hey, yeah, man.
He gives the usual like, oh,
you don't know this, but the producer told me Master Jin likes to get around, you know. He's kind of a gigolo actually.
He's swimming in the bear pussy. You heard it here first, folks. Bear pussy.
Ooh, I think we're done. This podcast is done.
I mean,
oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Fuck this guy. Next, Polaris.
what do you want to say about Polaris? Polaris, he was all right. I kind of like.
He learned to not believe in Pancata. Pancata blackmailed the shit out of him, and then he said, hey, you know what? I'm just going to bet against you to make me not feel bad. And it worked out. And then somehow he chose Pancata. I guess, no, he can't be his only employee, but he chose the janitor to run his bar in his absence, which I don't really understand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why would you pick the custodian to not? I'm not trying to downplay custodians here, but what sort of managerial bar running experience would they have if they've just been a custodian and a dancer? You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that's the reason why his bar wasn't doing so well. Blaming it all on your champion. Maybe.
You're just a shitty owner or something. But yeah, he kicks the shit out of Teddy, dressed as Pancata, and then he goes to the North Pole with a shit ton of money. Great. Fantastic. Anything else?
Nope.
He's Professor Pester and Viva Pinata.
Hell yeah. That show / game was amazing.
I forgot it was a show.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Let's talk about the King of Games, because he played everyone, even Grizzlepuss for a little bit. Let's talk about Pancata. Not kata like in karate, just that's Pancata, you know, like whatever.
Like a arcada? I don't know. Yeah, Pancata is Pan on the cover.
Great. He's a little panda.
He looks terrible.
He acts like a fighter.
He tries to be a fighter.
Tries to be a fighter, for sure. And, why do they call it bear boxing when everyone does kicks and throws and shit? Because I know I'm skipping ahead here, but
it's more fun to animate. More variety.
You know, they probably should. Why couldn't they just make this shit 2D? Can no one draw where they're just like, hey, we can't draw, so let's make these horrid 3D figures.
I would imagine.
You know what I mean?
And for Mike's knowledge, which I don't know. I've done a little bit of 3D animation, and I've
looked like this.
No.
Maybe. It looked worse?
No, it didn't. I'm not making my own models, because that's hard. That's actually hard to make good-looking models. But I'm pretty sure, like to me, it's easier to animate in 3D versus 2D, because 2D, you'd have to, like... Well, back in the day, they drew each fucking frame. That's fucking hard work, you know?
It's probably looked better than this one, shit.
Yeah, well, it did look better. Yeah, fucking Snow White and shit. Like, yeah, back in the 50s. I guess it's probably why they do it, because it is, quote-unquote, easier to animate. And less work.
I guess people bought these movies, so because they kept making more of it.
If it costs you like, you know, $2 to make the movie, as long as you make like more than that, you're good.
So. That's what it looked like. So Pancata main theme, just be true to yourself. No other characters really exhibit this theme. I guess Jin tells them to do that, you know?
He does.
Conveys that theme, but other than that, not really too deep in the storytelling here. Pancata gets his ass beat by Teddy after blackmailing Polaris, and then for some reason he's running the bar, and then he has his own dance show at the end.
I know, I love that too.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah!
Great, big dick Pancata about to lay some pipe in Honey Bear. Let her know.
Let her know who pays somehow.
Let her know who puts the honey in that honey pot.
I don't know what the bees are going to pollinate. Oh, fuck. Never mind.
Hey, notable moments.
Notable
so
moments.
A lot of questions.
Yeah, there's a lot.
You know, honestly, I don't even know if I'm going to go through all of them, because I don't know if I want to put in the effort to it. And we already said some, like, why would you give your business to the custodian? Like, how do you go straight from custodian to the half owner of the bar? But... why didn't they ring the bell for the second round?
Which fight? The first one?
No, the Teddy's fight. Oh, the second one.
Three fights. Oh, second one. I don't know.
The last fight.
I don't know.
Why didn't, why is, if it's a national title, where's the title belt?
I know, right? I was like, come on. I can make one right now. I can make one by the end of the podcast.
Why would you, what's it called? Oh my god, I totally... Oh yeah, why did the clothes start... When clothes shrink, they shrink after they're dried. Why would they shrink on Polaris as he's about to fight?
So we can have... Because that's more fun to animate. It's more fun.
Wow, well, they animated it super terribly.
That's the name of the game.
They call it... Why do they call it boxing when they don't just use fists? They could have... Why didn't they just call it bear wrestling? That sounds so much cooler.
Because you can't, then you can't have the name of the bar be Bear Box Bar. The triple B.
The B cubed.
The B cubed.
Oh my god. Yeah, you know, honestly, fuck this. No more questions.
No, I have one. You know, well, not really a question, but just the thing. It's just, I'm pretty sure it happened twice.
Oh, yeah.
A lot,
yeah.
Right? So this is supposed to be a secret between Pankata and Polaris, right? Like they're trying to keep it on the down low. But like a lot of times, well, the first time is like it's in Polaris's office. The door is wide open. Right? And that's even how Pankata found out, is he's just walking by.
Yep.
You know? So they'll just walk by and be like, ooh. And then later on, they're just talking out in the bar. Like Grizzlepuss literally like walks
See, it's a rundown bar, so no one's really there. So even though there's a bartender, they have nothing to fear.
Yeah, I guess.
At least let the bartender run the bar. Like, come on. At least he'll understand what it means to be behind the counter. Maybe not, you know, booking matches, but still, like, the fucking custodian?
You know, maybe he did other stuff. Well, actually, no, I'm pretty sure all the shit that Polaris, like, hey, did you do this? I'm pretty sure there was all cleaning stuff, so. But yeah, other than questions, I think that they do have a lot of notable moments that I remember. For example, when Pankata first, or both times he enters Polaris' office, and like, they take the time for Pankata to walk to the office slowly. Like, they just needed to show off that walk cycle. That beautiful, walk cycle.
No, don't even get me fucking started on the walking animations. Because you know why they put fucking roller skates on Honey Bear? So they wouldn't have to animate it a fucking... No, but sometimes she's skating in a fucking T-pose. How many T-poses can... I distinctly remember three poses in this movie. One was Honey Bear skating. The other one was Pankata. And then the third one was Polaris right before he was about to fight. Like, I think he was literally standing in a T-pose.
I mean, that's the default play. It was there. It works. If it works, it works. I'm sure there are real life times in which a T-pose is appropriate.
Well, yeah, if it's a fucking joke, not if it's your actual animation choice.
And speaking of laughing, of course, there is, I think, the best moment in the movie for me is when Pankata's like reveals that he thought that everyone was congratulating him on his dancing and Polaris just can't handle it. And he does the shit. Yeah, no, for real. No, the animation of his head going back, like you can't see it, but I'm sure
if you look up the movie, you'll know what he means.
You'll know what he's talking about. It's the greatest. It's the greatest scene in all of cinema history.
And the
voice acting too. It's like I don't
understand why did they make Yugi's voice actor talk really fast when the lips just flap.
Yeah, no, the lip syncs are. Yeah, there's God a awful. Disconnect. There's a disconnect.
No. It's not just a disconnect. It's fucking trash, mate.
Like, it's not just fucking disconnect. Trash. They never plugged in the power for a disconnect to be there. But yeah, you know there was a fucking gumball joke about this movie.
Dude, that is so fucking fringe.
Isn't that so appropriate?
That's so like there's a lot of good humor in Gumball, but then there's some references that are so in the know that you wouldn't even like. Honestly, I never would have known about the little panda fighter until we fucking until we did this. So that was great.
We could have done Spirited Away or Howl's Moving Castle. We could do shit like this. That was it. That was the choice.
Literally lost a coin on a coin toss. 50, I remember, you know, peek behind the curtain. I was telling Ophi, I was like, all right, I want to do something animated, but I don't know if I want to do something good or something bad. So
we're going to do really good or really bad.
And on a coin toss, guess who lost there? Here's a hint. It wasn't Ophi.
I won. I'm a winner. I feel like a winner right now.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Key directing. Yeah, a lot of these animations just look terrible. A lot of the designs look terrible. A lot of the animations are bad. You know, I'm normally not so blunt. Like, if there's effort put in, then I'll give people somewhat of a pass. But no, this is honestly just really bad.
I love how they get the news by having it like the newspaper
thrown again. Don't even fucking get me started on the fucking physics of that newspaper being thrown, because that is such horseshit.
I bet they use the same animation.
And they did. They just fucking reused the scene. That, oh my god, so lazy. But no, when they throw the fucking, let me see if I can demonstrate for you.
Oh, okay.
When they throw the newspaper, it literally travels like this. Like there's no accounting for wind or, you know, the force it's used to throw it instead of being thrown straight. It's thrown in an arc, perfectly flat.
Maybe they live in a gravity or a vacuum. Fuck, you know what I mean. It's in a vacuum. So there's no wind or any other gravity.
Why do I somehow doubt that? No, when they throw the magazine, like there's no bending to the magazine at all. There's no directional force. It's just thrown in a perfect arc, and the magazine stays flat the whole time against the door.
They only had like what June to November to make this movie, so they had to work quick.
Or they could just not make it. I don't know.
Like they did, like they saw Kung Fu Fan. I'm like, all right, here we go. That's what we're gonna do. And they made it a couple months. That's kind of impressive.
I thought for knockoff movies they knew, like I thought Kung Fu Panda was set to release in 2008, so I thought they would just make a knockoff in 2007 and have it ready in 2008 to sell as a bootleg. I thought that would be the art, quote unquote.
Yeah, I guess
selling bootleg movies, not. Hey, we saw Kung Fu Panda. Let's make Kung Fu Panda, but terrible.
I guess, like, yeah, we do know about, you know, general movie.
At least what year it's going to come out, right? The release date.
So maybe. I don't know. But they're all. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, also the laundry scene. The laundry scene was just like him, like, just sitting there. And he's, like, for, like, 30 seconds. Humming, and then he starts dancing. No, then it becomes a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
or Billy Hatcher. Hatcher? I don't know.
I only ever played a demo at Walmart.
Same. I wanted to buy it.
Okay, what else we got?
Nothing really special about the camera shots. If anything, I don't know. Like, maybe the camera angles are standard to me. Like, I can't really say there was any interesting shots. But, you know, the animation was really poor, so I don't think that any good camera shot would have been able to save it, so it didn't matter. The storyline, you know, if anything, they stuck true to the theme, which, hey, you know, they did something right there. But a lot of the, I guess, the logic that went into pursuing that kind of just fell out the window. But actually, so did the animation.
Why does Pancata, both Pancata and Honey/Beth only have 3 fingers? That's weird.
And then Polaris has 4. Yep. Can, well, I mean, why do some...
Go like, ahead. For example, a lot of cartoonists do use a not 5 to make it easier to animate, you know?
Yeah.
So, I guess
that's... Why did they get the fucking dinosaur hands? You know what I mean?
I don't think they had thumbs, though, but yeah.
No, but, you know...
No, I got you. Yeah.
Come on, we're reading Jurassic Park. Come on, you know. You remember that, right?
How far are you now, actually?
I'm halfway.
Ooh.
How about you?
I'm like 70%.
Okay. Damn, I'm still lagging.
Honing in? Whatever.
You're getting to the climax?
Yeah.
Before the falling action? I was getting to the effects. Hey, how great's the CG on this Windows XP background?
Well, I'm sure
Windows XP music.
I'm sure we have not talked about. I'm sure we have not talked about it enough throughout the fucking entire whatever.
Dude, I bet you there's really old kung fu movies with shitty dubbing, and I think the quality of lip sync would be better than this.
Yeah, no, like, probably because those actually had a intent to be not terrible.
Oh god. Do you think these animators are like, hey, let's just make something shitty and people will buy it? Or like, hey, let's just make something really shitty. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you're saying like it's either A, let's just put little effort and make money, or B, let's make something like really I bet it's just the money at the end of the day is their main goal here. And they achieve money or they get profit. They profit off of being very cheap and lazy. So, but for some reason, I find this way more entertaining than Sharknado. So,
The sound effects were really shitty. Like, goddamn, they were hella stock sound effects, and they weren't even cued in at the...
Yeah,
I don't know, man. And, it was lame. It was boring. Yeah, it was boring.
You thought it was boring. Yeah, actually, boring.
The sound effects are boring, but you know, the training music I thought was the only thing that was actually all right.
Not Rocky.
Yeah, the not Rocky, exactly.
Gonna fly later.
Honestly, something I'm surprised is that they animated the shadows when they were in the ring for the boxing match. I was honestly surprised they put effort. I mean, it wasn't like a real shadow. It was like they drew a black hole, or rather they animated a black hole, but I'm honestly surprised they even put a shadow in there.
Actually, I'm looking at the last shot when the last conversation between Pankod and Polaris, and actually I see they have the little the blinds shadowed onto Polaris. It looks kind of looks okay. It looks decent.
And I'm telling you, dude, I'm surprised. I'm legit surprised.
Yeah, I think it's like I expected this to honestly be worse.
Wait, actually, I have a question. Yeah. So, you know how they hyped up Polaris, or rather the Great Bear Mystery, before the fight?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be a surprise. How do they have a photo of him already in costume? And his costume was in the wash. So I don't get it. I don't get it.
You're about to blow this case wide open. let's see. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he put it on again before he revealed to be Pankod. He had, maybe this was somehow an old costume of his back in the day that no one remembers. And so he had it. That's a photo from back then. There you go.
Fuck you. Let's go home with this.
Why am I always the one that has to fucking come up with bullshit answers to your
I don't know. You tell me. You fucking tell me, pal.
Because otherwise, it's just me going, I don't know.
Well, when you put it like that. All right. Let's wrap this up. Do you have any closing thoughts on the cinematic masterpiece?
Cinematic masterpiece. Okay, all joking aside,
that is Kung Fu. The... Do you have any thoughts on the Little Panda Fighter?
So I will say, I actually did expect.
Or I punched a hole in this laptop.
I did expect it to be worse, but I can't say it's good enough. You know what? If you're like me and I did recommend the B movie. I remember I recommended the B movie on the fact that it's so bad and I hate it that you need to watch it. And I feel like this is around the same realm. And I do find it so fucking funny that at the end, like Pankado wins by being a big loser. Like that's the lesson here. That he
stayed true to himself. No, like legit. If there was actually any okay. Well, look, armchair quarterback time. If I was to improve this movie, A, fire whoever animated this and get new guys and new designers. B, clean up the story. C, keep the same theme. And D, shorten the time to like 30 minutes. Make it a short movie.
Make it even shorter.
Yes. I think that would...
No, because you know what this movie's best strength is that it's 50 minutes.
Instead of an hour and a half?
That's the best thing. Yeah. Nice, short and sweet.
But yeah, no, I'm telling you, armchair quarterback, that's what I would do to fix it.
Yeah, no, because I'm pretty sure, like, how badly, in your opinion, does it rip off Kung Fu Panda in terms of, like, story? And
I would say as far as the main premise of having a loser panda, and then through his own, by staying true to himself and effort, he's accepted by the people around him rather, it's the people, he gets the acceptance from the people that he desires. So I'd say as far as the premise, and also in the fact that it came out the same year and they're both pandas, I'd say it borrows pretty heavily. But the actual notes in the story, as far as what happens, like the credible training and actually beating the guy at the end, like those are different, but I would say premise wise they're pretty similar.
Okay. And I will say
even thematically,
I did enjoy the ending the most, so I'm gonna recommend it. Fuck it, go watch it. It's free on YouTube.
I'm going to strongly disagree with that. Do not waste your time with this.
No, go for it. No, come on.
I think having someone punch you in the balls and then pouring vinegar into all your open wounds and squeezing lemon into your eyes for 50 minutes would be a better waste of time.
Hey, you know what? Some people would be into that. That wouldn't be a waste of time. CBT. Never heard of CBT? We're going to talk about CBT.
Hey, watching this movie gave me CBT, so...
I
was like, you know, there's only one other pain greater than watching this movie. But hey, we're the Spotter Pod, and you should be someone that doesn't watch this movie.
I'm Jeffrey Excellence. Hey, no, you should be somebody who did watch this movie. Come on.
That's Opie. We're not a weekly podcast, but we pretend to be. Catch you next time.
Yeah. See ya.